Just as a quick housekeeping note, if you wouldn't mind silencing your noisemakers for just the next hour while we have this presentation. Thank you for somebody reminding everybody. Silence those. First of all, out of respect for the person sitting next to you, sometimes that can be very annoying. Yes, that one, very annoying. Where the heck is that coming from? Luke. Lucas. Just go drop that in the toilet in the men's room. Okay. Hopefully someone knows how to silence that. All right. Out of respect for the person sitting next to you and the other couple hundred people that will hear your phone ring, please make sure that they are silenced. And we are so fortunate to have the national sales director for our company here. This gentleman has not only built an incredibly large organization and made a multiple six-figure income, but when MidOcean Partners took over our company, they looked through the hundreds of thousands of associates that were out there and said, you know, who has a diverse background with incredibly high retention rate, doing very good business, and knows how to help in both marketplaces to run this company moving forward to help us in the field. And overwhelmingly, obviously, they felt Mr. Petrill was the man for the job. And I can tell you, after working with him and talking with him and being mentored by him, he absolutely is the man for the job. And I believe this is the first time in the history of the state of Utah that we've ever had him out here to do a Super Saturday for us. Get to your feet, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome Mr. Tony Petrill.
Good morning. Man, look at this cool microphone. I can Steven Tyler kick it and stuff. I could like, wow, you know what I mean? That is cool. So, but I'll just stay over here in my comfort zone. How many people are from Utah? Anyone from Idaho? Woo! Where else we got? Nevada, come on. Give it up. Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Any other states? Provinces? Countries?
Cameroon!
Is that in Mexico? No, I'm just kidding. Cameroon, Africa? Nice. My son, we were playing, all right, I got a six-year-old boy, right? My name is Tony Petrill, and I had a six-year-old boy, and we were somewhere having lunch, and he's just a geography nut. Loves it. Just to give him a map, and he's set, you know? So we were sitting at a table with my brother and his wife, and my six-year-old boy said, and we started playing, I'm thinking of a country. I'm thinking of a country in Africa. And then we start naming countries in Africa. And he said, so my sister-in-law, she said, I'm thinking of a country in Europe. And so he says, Italy. And she goes, no, it's below Italy. And he goes, Malta. I'm like, Malta? How many people, I mean, I'm not six, and I don't even know Malta, okay? And she goes, no. And then she goes, Ireland. And I'm like, Ireland's not south of Italy, okay? I think it's like out in the ocean, as a matter of fact. So anyway, Cameroon. He would be like, Cameroon, that's in Africa. He loves it. And he knows the capitals of all the states and all that kind of stuff. I come from a big family. No one here, you guys probably in this area don't have any big families, right? Okay, so I come from 10 kids. Anyone else double digits? 10, 11, 12. There we go. Wow, this is literally the biggest market I've ever been in with people raising their hands over 12 kids, okay? You know, my dad was a cop. Anyone know people in law enforcement? Oh, I wish I had a speed gun. Dude, you're done. That's it. My dad was a policeman, right? My mom was pregnant. She was pregnant for about 20 years. right? You either just had one or you're getting ready to have another one, right? So, great. The big families, love big families. We had 5 boys, 5 girls. Absolutely awesome. We had a 3-bedroom house. So my dad converted the back porch into another bedroom, and that was the bedroom for the oldest girls. You know what I mean? So 5 boys in one room is okay, but 5 girls, that's just pushing it too far, right? So the oldest girl would go there. But then my brother, 2 of my brothers went to college within 12 months of each other, and my other sister, she got married. So it just was like, boom, went from 10 to 7. And you know how it is. I mean, you got little kids, right? My brother and I are 17 months apart, so we're like 4 years old or whatever, just in one little bed, you know? Head at this end, his head at that end, or, you know, laying together. That kind of put 3 boys in one bed. At one point, we had 2 bunk beds in one room. Now, how many people know when you're like 6, 2 bunk beds is like, that's fun, man. You can jump bed to 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 bed. So we had a lot of fun. I didn't know that we didn't have a lot of money. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't know that until I went to a friend's house and I walked in, and it was a hot, from Michigan, right? So it was a hot, hot, muggy day in Michigan and the summer, and I came walking into their house, and it's nice and cool in there. And I was like, wow, man, your house is cold. And he goes, yeah, well, we have the air conditioning turned on. And I was like, oh, air conditioning. I think, all right, right, that one up. So I go home, and I thought I only had like 10 kids running around with 90-degree weather blown around by 2 big fans, right? And then you had that one fan up in the upstairs that sucked all the air out, like the window fan, right? Okay, am I the only one? I'm that old. I'm the only person that had a window fan, like, sucking all the air out. So, you know, that's where I come from. A little bit about my background. I was, I missed most likely to succeed by that much. But I got class clown, so that's good. That's runner-up, right? So they would say probably, it takes me a while to read things. Like, it takes me a little bit of time to read a page. Sometimes I'll read it, and I'm like, what did I just read? Go back and read it again. So I'd probably be labeled ADD. It's tough for me to... Something shiny over there. I'm back. I'm back. Okay. So, anyways, I guess I fought and scraped my way through high school, and had to pay my way through college. So, worked various jobs. Ended up getting a degree in advertising, which means what? I never went into advertising. You know, never used that degree. But a friend of mine, on my last year between junior and senior year in college, he said, hey, I've done this. I paid my way through college doing asphalt seal coat with a black top liquid sealer, right? You should do it. I'll hire you for the summer and all that. And so I did it, made some cash. And for those of you who pay for your own college, you know what it's like to write a check and go, as they take it out of your hand, you're like, gosh, I just worked 3 months for that and it's gone. But then after I graduated, I interviewed with all these companies, and the ones that offered me a job I didn't want, and the ones I thought I was too good for, and then the ones I wanted didn't offer me a job. So I was like, oh my gosh, I already told them no because the interviews with these were coming up, and now I can't go back to them and say, well, I was just kidding, I do want that job. So I didn't know what to do, and so my friend was saying, well, we can always do the asphalt seal coat business again. And I said, okay, but I have a degree now. I'm not getting dirty anymore. You know, no more of this getting up at 6 a.m. I'm going to have a crew, and I'm going to have a lady who writes our bids up and someone else who goes out and does all the measurements on the driveways and the parking lots and all this. So what happened to my overhead in that business? Did it go down or up? What happened to my profits? Did they go up or down? Down. So I learned a valuable lesson in business at that venture, and it was this. You're either the biggest, baddest dog in town, and you beat everyone up, or you're lean and mean, and you're turning a profit. Turn a profit, man. If you're going to start a business, whether it's big or small, you need to make a profit, right? Does anyone have a nonprofit household? Your household is a nonprofit. Everyone else is like me. We have a for-profit household, right? We have mortgages, we have milk, we have groceries, we have cars, we have college educations. Someday we want to retire, hopefully retire early, that kind of stuff, right? So, anyways, I just kind of fell into the insurance industry, sold insurance. I learned a valuable lesson in the insurance industry, and it was this. There was 3 main lessons I learned. The first one was commission sales. What was interesting to me is that the general agent in our general agency selling life insurance, he made the most money than anyone else, but he made the least amount of sales. So I was like, that's the job I want. He's got the Big Daddy Mercedes, the corner office, the membership to the country club, lives on the lake, all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Smiling all the time, really great guy too. I mean, just loves everyone, digging life, and I'm like, that's cool. Makes the least amount of sales, makes the most amount of money. But What he taught me about commission sales is that there's no ceiling. It doesn't matter what your background is, what your race, what your religion, what your creed, what you're educated, uneducated, old, male, female, nothing matters on that. Do you bring value to the marketplace? Yes, you're getting paid. You bring value to the marketplace? No, you ain't getting paid. It's that simple. The more value you bring, the more you get paid. No one says this to you in commission sales. You look like you're worth about $32,000 this year. And this is when you can take a pee break, and this is when you have to go to lunch, this is when you have to come back from lunch, this is when you have to go out, and this is how long you can take vacations. It's nothing like that. Do you bring value to the marketplace? Yeah, you're going to get paid. You don't, you're not going to get paid. So there's $100,000 in 1 month, $30,000 in 1 month, $20,000, or zero in 1 month. So that was interesting to me, commission sales. The second thing I noticed about this general agent who was smiling all the time was he was interviewing people for his agency every day. He was recruiting for his team every day. He wanted to build his team every day. Because he got, what, an override. So the second lesson I learned was he got an override off of everyone's sales. The third lesson I learned in this insurance industry was residual income or renewals. Your car insurance agent will get paid again this month because you paid your car insurance. That's how it works. That's how insurance works. It's called residuals or renewals, right? But here was the key thing. Not only did this general agent, not only did he get a renewal on what he sold in life insurance year after year after year after year, but this is the key. Ready? He gets a renewal income every month, year after year after year, off of what his team sells, even when they quit. Because I quit. I left after about 8 years. And he's still getting paid for what I sold. And I thought to myself, self, that's a pretty good business model. You've got the ability to just be all you if you want. You got the ability to build a large network, right? Build a team. And you've got an opportunity to get paid year after year after year after year after year after year after year. And a lot of people will say, well, I'm not sure if I understand what residual income is. And I'm like, well, let me break it down for you. Stop working and tell me if the money keeps coming in. And if it doesn't come in, you don't have residual income. If it keeps coming in, it's residual income. Now, how do most people get residual income? They save up money. They put it in a 401k or they have real estate or something. Somehow you have assets that stream off cash for the rest of your life. And in the insurance industry, it's policies. You sell memberships, you sell policies, and that's going to create a cash flow stream. That was a big lesson for me. Another lesson I learned was from Donald Trump. I was watching the Today Show or Tonight Show. Donald Trump was on, and Jay Leno asked him, he said, hey, Donald, if you were to start a business and you're just an average person out there, what would you do? He said, well, I'd make sure that it's low startup cost. Low startup costs, and I would recommend taking a look at a subscription business where the money keeps coming in, so you have a customer that keeps paying and paying and paying, and you have revenue stream coming in month after month after month. So I was like, subscription business, interesting. Talking about websites and all these different things you can get people to pay every month. And then the third business philosopher that really affected me was, of course, that great business guru, George Jetson, right? You know George, right? The cartoon from the future. And you know George was doing well because he had a flying car, right? Comes flying in, and he had a maid, so you know he's doing well. He's got a maid, Rosie, right? And he comes in, and he plops down, and he plops in the chair, and the conveyor belt chair takes him to, you know, his desk, and Rosie puts the slippers on him and the pipe in his mouth and everything, and then he goes, someone rings his phone, and it's actually, it's like a television phone. You know what I mean? They show the picture of the person. I'm like, wow. I wonder if they'll ever come up with something like that and call it Skype. Maybe in the future. Maybe in the future they'll come out with some kind of thing like that. But, I mean, that was so far-fetched for those of us who were young watching George Jetson. But what got me was when George Jetson came in after Rosie gave him the pipe and the slippers and all that kind of stuff, and he plops down in the chair and he goes, man, these three-day work weeks are killing me. And I thought, three-day work week? If that's the future, I'm in. You know, that's pretty cool. So that third philosophy I learned was flexible work schedule. You can work a lot, you can work a little, stuff like that. So those were three things that throughout my life I'd kind of been thinking about. And I sat where a lot of you are sitting today about 12 years ago. I've been with the company now 12 years. And I sat there the first time I saw this presentation, a presentation at least similar to it, and I had my arms folded and I was very skeptical. I'd heard a lot about a lot of different networking companies. I'd heard a lot about the companies that do online stuff, and they sell soap, and they sell water filters, and they sell makeup, and they sell juice, and they sell whatever else they sell. You know what I mean? All the different stuff. And everyone I saw just wasn't a fit for me. Tupperware, Mary Kay, all that. You know what I mean? Good companies, just wasn't a fit for me. All right? And I saw this one, and saw my arms were folded, and I was very skeptical. And then all of a sudden, they started telling us about the membership, and I unfolded my arms. And I started paying attention because my dad was a cop and then he was a magistrate. When you're a magistrate, he was a cop 25 years, right, and walked a beat back when they actually walked, you know, a beat. And then he was a sergeant in the courts and had very, very bad knees, and they gave him the job in the courts. He ended up being like the mini, you know, prosecuting attorney, basically. And then he became a magistrate after that for the county. And so he had a pension from the county and a pension from the city coming in, because after 25 years, you still got six kids at home, you know what I mean, when you got 10 kids. So he worked that, and I learned that all his buddies, all his friends were attorneys. And if you had an attorney, if you could seek wise counsel, if you had someone telling you what the rules were and what you could and couldn't do, it was a good thing. My dad always said that, man, if you have an attorney, it's a whole different ballgame. And so as I started describing the membership, I started leaning forward and listening a little bit. I'm like unfolding my arms, like trying not, because I sat in the back. I was too cool to sit in the front. I had my arms folded and the whole deal. And then all of a sudden they started talking about the money. I'm like, shh, wait a minute here. I started listening. Because in geometry, I sat in the back. But when it's money, front, you know. I just kind of learned to do that. And as I get older, it's because my eyesight is getting bad. But that's, to me, it was like time for me to perk up and listen. So here I was in my mid-30s. I had about $2,000 in my IRA. But my brother, who's 17 months younger than me, had a $500,000 in his 401k. So I'm like, okay, this is great. And I was $47,000 in credit card debt. So I'm like, all right, look good, smell good, broke. That's me. ADD boy, class clown, ain't doing too good so far. I've had fun, and I've seen a bunch of, I've been to 48 states, and you know what I mean? Had a few jobs here and there. I was a struggling insurance agent for 8 years. I did the auto shows and spoke in car dealerships and drove around and stuff, but I just didn't find my groove. So whether you know someone that was my background that's like really looking for something, I mean, I was really looking for something. And so started off very, very part-time. And the vast majority, for those of you who are guests today and you're taking a look at this, the vast majority of the people that join us in business are very part-time. Very, 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 very part-time. So if you tell us that you have 3 hours a week, we've got a game plan for you. If you tell us you've got 5 hours a week, we've got a game plan for you. If you're sitting there struggling, swimming in credit card debt, and you're like, man, look it, I'm ready to go into this thing. I could put in 50 hours a week. You know, after I did it part-time for a while, I was ready to jump in. I found the game plan for that. And our family's never been the same since. So I'm going to go through and show you some things. The first slide is the reveal video. Is that right? Because our company's been around for 40 years, but recently we had a company come along and they purchased our company. So our company was on the New York Stock Exchange. How many people know that you cannot be on the New York Stock Exchange just by saying, hey, I want to be on the New York Stock Exchange? You have to be asked to be on the New York Stock Exchange. Pretty prestigious. We were one of the top performing stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. And along came a company on Park Avenue in New York City who said, you guys are really, really about to go through the roof. And before you do go through the roof, we want to buy you. So this is a video that kind of talks a little bit about our membership and our potential and things like this. Which one do I push? The outside? The right one? Okay, good. I pointed it. There we go.
In America, every generation is born with a dream, with the notion of equality, with the freedom to make certain choices, to exercise certain rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness. But it wasn't until Harlan Stonecipher was blindsided by a motor vehicle and hospitalized in 1969 that he realized it was money, not rights, that gained you access to our legal system. And after depleting his life savings, defending himself against something he didn't do, Harlan Stonecipher was determined to make legal protection accessible to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation, so that no one would ever be blindsided again. And that's exactly what he did. It was the early 90s when an idea to create a proprietary network truly changed the game. It meant that instead of hundreds of good attorneys serving hundreds of customers, now there was one dedicated law firm serving thousands of members. And instead of attorneys waiting for work to get paid, they were prepaid. The business model for legal products was turned on its head, and a whole new scope and level of service was born. What had been a good product became a great product. And now, on-call advice went from being the privilege of the few to the right of the many. That's the product we sell today. How good does it feel to be able to offer that kind of service to your friends, your neighbors, your community? Our product is something to be proud of. It has stood the test of time. 40 years and 20 million times, our lawyers have been there to protect their clients, helping our 4 million users live their lives on their own terms. Our members fear nothing. The protection of our product is total. A shield that watches over them and their loved ones, protecting their rights, their freedom, and their future. Everyone, everywhere, deserves to wake up with peace of mind, feeling protected every day, every night, now and forever, by our new company, Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
So there we are. I mean, understand this. Imagine that you're at a horse race track, okay? And there's a group of guys who all have gone to schools that start with the letter Harvard and Princeton and stuff like that. And they're good in math and science, not like some people that you know, right? And they're all standing over there and they like in their pinstripe suits and they just came from Park Avenue in New York City and they've got this spreadsheet of all the horses and they go, "That's it, that's the one right there." And they walk over to the window and they say, "We're going to put $650 million down because that's what they bought our company for, $650 million. When you buy a company for $650 million, do you think that they've researched us? So for the guests, I know you want to go home and Google us, but someone was about to put $650 million down, and they did more than just Google our company. Anyways, so they come up to the window and they say, "We're going to put $650 million on this horse, not to place, not to show, but to win." And they hand them the $650 million, right? And I'm standing over there and I go, "Me too." I mean, isn't that what you do? You see them like all going, "This is it, this is boom, bam." I'd be like, "Me too." That's basically what happened. I mean, here we are 40 years old and a company says, "We're going to put $650 million and bet it on you." That's pretty cool. So I'm the type of person that doesn't do a lot of research. I feel it. All right. Pray about it. Feel good. Let's go. Makes sense. I'm in. And so that's what I said 12 years ago. And it's totally changed our family's household, family's income, everything that in my whole my family. But again, remember, I started very, very part-time. And most people do it very, very part-time. So I want to show you more about our company and and what we have and who we are. And we've done some marketing research. When you pay $650 million, you just can't say, "Hey, what do you think? We'll put together some brochures or something." And if you like what you see, look up here. Look at me. Because if you like what you see on the screen, the good news is we've already got it put together for you. And if you can just show this to someone, meet them for a cup of coffee, go over to their house, go to their office, get a group of people together even. If you can read this to them, then great. If you can't read, just point. Point to it. I don't read all that well, but I'll give it a shot here. The Legal Shield gives you the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without worrying about the high hourly cost. Now, there's a big sentence here because they did all this research. They found out that about 87% of the people really resonated with the words "without worrying about high hourly costs," because most people don't want to call attorneys because of what? High hourly costs. If we can get rid of the high hourly costs, they might call and talk to an attorney. So how about this? What if we made it affordable? Next one says, for one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice, no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue. Traumatic or trivial, big or small. That resonated with people, but you know what really hit was one flat monthly fee. That you're not going to keep getting a bill every month from the attorney because you called in and asked a question. So imagine, because people have cable bills, cell phone bills, right? They're used to flat monthly fees now. So that was a big thing. And that's why under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live your life worry-free every day, every night, now and forever. I'm telling you, the vast majority of the households want their household to be worry-free. Now, they'll usually say we want more money, but what they really mean is less stress and worry-free. And when I break down why people do things, it's almost always to spend more time with loved ones and to have less stress. But they usually say, I want $1 million. But what they really want to say is they want a plan to get out of debt. They want a plan to have money in the bank. They want a plan to be able to work a flexible schedule or be home with their family more. And they don't want to worry about bills anymore. I mean, that's almost what it is. If that was taken care of, you know what I mean? Could that help? So the reason I want to spend a little time on these three sentences is because if you're going to show someone that book, man, these are the three sentences. These are the 3 points you really want them to see, because the research says that this is going to make people go, huh, really? So it may be a new concept to them, but these three sentences will resonate with them in a very, very positive, strong way. So imagine that. And I'll just tell you that, you know, right now, for you to get our Legal Shield service, how many people here are taking a look at our company today? Raise your hand, please. You're out as a guest. You're taking a look. Raise your hand. Give them a round of applause. Thank you for coming out. I really appreciate it. Like I said, you're sitting where I sat, you know, 12 years ago. And the key thing for you to think about here is this something that I believe in? Is this a service that I could actually market and feel proud of? You know, just like the video said, how will you feel to be able to bring this to your friends, your family, your community? Next, you know, this is just a simple couple list of a couple things here. Think about you. Think about the people that live, you know, above you or below you, to the right or left of you, behind you, in front of you. Do they have any of these things? Have they ever signed a contract or a document? I said to my friend, hey, have you ever signed a contract? And he says, no, I've never signed a contract. And I go, you weren't supposed to say no. You were supposed to say yes. You know, he's my best man at my wedding. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to say yes. And he's like, well, I've never signed a contract. And I go, oh, really? What's that on your hip? And he goes, it's my cell phone. I said, did you sign a 2-year contract or a 4-year contract? And he goes, oh, contract. I thought you meant contract. And I'm like, what? You're never going to play for the Utah Jazz, okay? You're not going to sign a big contract. It's just the stuff that you've signed your name as an adult. You opened a checking account. You got a credit card. You leased a car. You bought a car. You got an apartment. You signed something with fine print, but as an adult, you probably didn't read it, right? He's like, yeah, all the time. Okay. So sign a contract or a document, been overcharged for or treated unfairly, received a traffic ticket, known a victim that was been a victim, someone that's been a victim of identity theft, or have you ever been in a situation where the advice of an attorney could have helped you, could have been useful? So these are simple questions in the book that you can sit there and ask someone and have them sit there and say, yeah. And when they start telling you stories after stories after stories, man, I had a problem with my security deposit here. I had a problem when I got my oil changed there. The dry cleaner screwed up my pants over here. This happened with my neighbor. The city tore up the front yard and they didn't fix it. The contractor came out to the house and did the work, but it didn't go too well. But you know what I mean? There's something on my credit. Should have been gone a long time ago. I'm taking care of my parents now. I've got a question. My kid got a speeding ticket. My kid's away at school. This is what happened. You know what I mean? It's just the everyday stuff that we have. You know, I'm late on a payment, but they sent me this thing, and now they're saying they want all the payments due. Is there any way that your attorneys can help me out? Can someone from your law firm write a letter and help me out with this? Because I owe them money, and I'll pay them, but dang, I don't have all $2,000 now. You know what I mean? Or I don't have all $700 now. I can do $50 a month. You know what I mean? I can do $80 now and $50 a month. Can you help me with that? And I'm telling you, when you have a letterhead from the law firm, in Michigan, the letterhead, you know, the law firm's name is Powers, Chapman, D'Agostino, Myers, & Million. How many people know that if when I had a problem with AT&T, it was a problem for $18, and the law firm, I made a phone call, they stepped in, they wrote a letter to AT&T. Suddenly, I got my $18 back, right? Now, some people will say $18 is not a lot of money, you know what I mean, Tony? It's not that big of a deal. Well, that's the point. If it's $18 and if your check at work is short $18, are you going to go down to payroll? Yeah, you probably are. So don't tell me $18 is not a big deal. Number one. Number two, imagine you going into Starbucks and they go, well, that's how much the coffee costs? Who said $5? If I pay $5 for a coffee, someone smacked me in the face, all right? I go to 7-Eleven. Throw me one of those packets. Yeah, no. The blue. Yeah. I go anywhere that I can get these French vanilla things. And I pour like 20 of them in there. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. That's how it works. That's how I roll. Anyways, so $5, man, there better be a ton of sugar in my coffee if I'm paying $5. Anyway, where was I? ADD's kicking in quick, man. Gosh darn it. $18, thank you. You go to Starbucks, and they say this. It's not $3 for this cup of coffee. It's $21. You would say, oh, $18 is not a big deal, and you pay it. $18 is a big deal. So the law firm fires off a letter, and I get my $18 back. Now, how many people know that when the lawyer writes a letter and it says Powers, Chapman, D'Agostino, Myers, Amelia, attorneys at law since 1928, that's a little better than my loose leaf with Tony at the top, right? So that's what we're talking about. I don't know if you've ever had access to attorneys like my dad did because everyone in town was his friend who were attorneys because he was a magistrate. Maybe you are a magistrate. Welcome aboard. You know what I mean? I can talk to you about that. My dad was a magistrate. But for some of you, after your dad like is gone and all his friends retire, I couldn't get pulled over by the cops and go, I'm Tony Petrillo. And they're like, oh, tell your dad I said hi. I remember that one day, but it never happened again, that one day. So maybe you do need to seek wise counsel. Maybe you do need your will done. So I'm just going to kind of go through a few basic things, continue to talk about this membership. I'm going to point it right at it. Did we move? Good. Here's some more topics. Real estate's a big reason people are calling in. Can we agree with that? You're worried about losing it, or you're thinking, hey, there's ripe opportunity out there. You know, something's going on. I'm upside down in my mortgage. You better call and ask questions about what your options are. Talk to an attorney. Talk to someone that's on your side. You have people now. I love that commercial. Was it H&R Block? I've got people. You've got people. Thousands of attorneys in all 50 states covering you. Consumer finance, maybe again, collections, warranties, someone wants money, that you owe them money, something like that. Family law, there's child divorce, there's child custody, there's child support. There's questions just about family law, period. Estate planning, getting the will done, having a living will, power of attorney. Of course, traffic issues. When you have 10 kids and someone else turns 16, does your car insurance go down or up? It goes up. If one of them get a ticket, does it go down or up? All right, if there's any way that we can have some kind of system where you can help if there's a speeding ticket for you or your family members, that might be pretty good. So here's what we've got. We've got basically a shield of protection that goes over with you. So all these different little things are going to pop up here over you because literally it's kind of protecting you. That's the whole idea of our legal shield, a shield that's over you and your family. The first one says legal consultation, right? Legal advice. And it's on an unlimited number of matters. Now, you're covered. Your spouse is covered. And the kids are covered, too, for the same price. So when one becomes 16 and starts driving, the price doesn't go up. The price is fixed, locked in, flat monthly fee. Done and done, right? That's where it is. So think about this. You call an attorney, and they can't say, keep talking, we're going to send you a bill in the mail. Because you've already prepaid for it, even though it's already done. It's already one flat monthly fee. You're a member of Legal Shield. Okay? So you've got legal consultation advice. Spouse can call, you can call. Call once, twice, 10 times a day. Kids can call and ask questions. So your spouse or significant other's covered, right? The kids are covered till they hit age 21, living at home. So that's age 20 or younger. If they're in college, they're covered till they're age 23. So that's age 22 or younger, covered in the plan. Special needs kids, no age limit. Covered in the plan. Now that's a good family plan. This is how it works. You get a Legal Shield card. On the back is your name and your membership number. You call the 800 number on the back, and there it goes right to the law firm. What's the name of the law firm here? Right. That law firm. You call the law firm. What city are they in?
Salt Lake City.
Okay, so they're right here. You call them, right? You're not calling to a customer service center where our 700 employees are in 8 Oklahoma. Okay, you're not calling Oklahoma. You're calling right into Salt Lake City to a law firm where the receptionist is going to say, okay, Scott, what's your name and number? And you give it to them. They type it up and say, there you are. What's your question or concern? And you say, my neighbor did it again. It's the fence, it's the dog, it's the property line, it's that blue truck, or it's the noise, or it's whatever it is. Or the city, you know, did it. Dry cleaner did it to me. This is what's going on. I've got a question. I've got a real big question. Something is about to hit in our household, and I need to know the answer to this. And I hate calling my cousin, and I hate calling my friend, and I hate calling other people who think they know the answer, and they probably don't. I need someone who knows the answer to this one and what my options are. Okay, great. We'll have an attorney in that area of law call you back within 8 business hours. Now, come on now. I've heard of attorneys where you pay them $8,000 and they don't call you back in 8 days. But you're going to pay $1 a day, roughly. The cost of this is $1 a day, roughly. And they're going to call you back within 8 hours. Now that's a good deal. One kid, 10 kids, right? Dollar a day. Attorney's going to call. And that's not the only law firm. There's thousands of attorneys in all 50 states. We've been doing this for 40 years. We got it down. We know how many times the phone rings before you pick it up. They pick it up. We know how many people are waiting to get their will done. We know how many people are waiting to get a call back. We know what's going on. 2 million people called in last year. So we know it works. 2 million different times this was used last year. I'm telling you, we got it down. I showed this to a small business owner in Michigan one time, and I said this to her. I'll tell you that story later. I'll tell you that story in a little bit. But she was pretty keen on the whole legal advice thing. The next one says what? Letters and calls. You can get a letter or a phone call on your behalf per issue. If 1,000 things happen this year, we're going to write a letter, a phone call, a letter, a phone call, a letter, a phone call to each issue. If you've got a problem with the dry cleaner, a problem with the neighbor, a problem with the city, a problem with the contractor, a problem with that credit deal, a problem with this real estate debacle, watch what happens when they write a letter. AT&T for 18 bucks, right? I'm telling you what, when they get a letter from an attorney, it's a whole different ballgame. Maybe you need them to help you settle up on this debt, and they'll make a phone call to negotiate the deal. Can we do 80 bucks a month? Can we? You know what I mean? That's the power of this, to have something, to have people. Letters and phone calls. Documents and contracts reviewed. Now, I know that you as an adult has never signed your name to something without reading all the fine print. You read all the fine print, don't you? Right. No, you're like me. You're at the car dealership, and there's a shiny car over there, and you're like, whatever, dude. You sign the name, sign and drive, and we go. Where really, we should take a look at that, shouldn't we? I mean, I can read. It takes me a while, but I can read. But what if something is omitted? How would I know that that's missed? There might be something very crucial in this purchase agreement on the house or this rental agreement on the apartment. Make sense? And this is something for your whole life. I mean, if you're 18 through 23 years old or whatever, you know, like, I mean, 15 to 25, think about how many times it could be used. You've got the caterer for the wedding. You've got the florist. You've got the hall. You've got the cars you're buying. You've got the apartment you're renting. You've got the house you're buying. Then, of course, what? Then, oh, well, you got kids and another section of life. And all the things that come with that. You need to get your will updated. You're refinancing. Maybe you're buying more property. Maybe you're taking another job. Maybe you are investing in other things, right? More things hit the fan as you get. And then you're going into another. You want to start setting up trust. And makes sense? I mean, throughout your whole life, and throughout this. So many times, I mean, one of my main prayers that I pray is that I can be the leader in the household for my family. And I think you know a lot of people who want to be the leader in their household, but they don't know what to do. So they're just missing it. And if they could call an attorney and ask a question, if they could have an attorney who would write letters and make phone calls for them, if they could have stuff reviewed for them before they sign it, and if the last one, if they can get a will done, now they're stepping up as a leader in their household. You can feel good sharing this with people. I felt weird sharing Mary Kay makeup with my brother. But you get your will done. And it's a durable power of attorney, medical directive, so it's a living will too. And then we also, on the other side, we have traffic representation, right? Speeding, rolling stops, U-turns, turning right on red, all that kind of stuff. Actual representation in court. We're assuming you're not under the influence, okay? We're assuming you're not fleeing a felony. You didn't just shoot everyone at 7-Eleven. You're speeding away, okay? But you were rolling through the stop. You were speeding. You did a U-turn, right? Maybe you're on vacation in Florida. All 50 states will represent you in court. That's the best deal. No extra cost. But watch out. This whole thing costs $1 a day. Now, I know no one here spent $1 today. Well, some of you have. Smoothie, bottles of water, coffee, breakfast. Okay. Traffic court, trial defense services. Some people are suing other people. I hope you never get sued. There's not a lot of limitations on the other things I talked about on the right, on the left side. Not a lot of limitations. But on this one, trial defense services, we got limits on the hours. Because if we had an unlimited hours, guess what? It wouldn't be $1 a day. It'd be $100 a day. At $100 a day, you wouldn't be able to buy it. Right? Because then it'd be $3,000 a month. The next one is IRS. This is rarely used, too. Is that what it says, IRS audit? I don't want you to get audited. I hope you don't get audited. But if you do, you got a few hours there for that, too. Actual representation at an audit. And again, trial defense services and IRS audits, not used that often. I don't want you to use it. And it has some limits on the hours. But I'm glad we put limits on those hours and those two sections. You know why? Because they're so rarely used. If we increase the hours, we'd have to increase the price. And I'm telling you, is that the... Yeah, This is the section that everyone uses every day, and it rocks. Next one says what? I can't read it. 25% discount. Does anyone hate sales? You like paying full sticker. Raise your hand. You walk in and you just go, I'll pay full price for that car. Don't even talk to me about possible prices. Right? Forget the clearance rack. I'm going to the new stuff. Right? I mean, maybe that's you. But I love, I'm from 10 kids. Number one, I'm going to eat all the food in front of me. Because I might not get any in the next meal. And number two, you're starving kids in China. Right? We've heard it all. And number two, I just can't waste money. I just can't do it. And I like 25% off. Do you know anyone that had a divorce or child custody issue or needed an attorney in the last 10, 20 years? Do you think they wish they would have had 25% off? We can't save the world for a dollar a day, but we've got a pretty good plan. And then 24/7 access. 24/7 access if you're detained by law enforcement. You're on the side of the road. It could be Saturday, Sunday, 2 in the morning, 9 at night. On Christmas one year, we had 63 people call in and talk to an attorney on Christmas. Now, Donald Trump might not be able to get a hold of his attorney on Christmas because he might be in Utah skiing. Or he might have turned off his cell phone for that morning. Make sense? One of our attorneys takes a pager home every night. And now, I know that I've talked about a lot of stuff here. But imagine you just talked to an attorney about that. And you said, excuse me, sir, I'd like you to take a pager home every night. Then I'll pay you a dollar a day. Do you know anyone from a prominent law firm, been around for years and years, that would say, yeah, for a dollar a day, I'll take a pager home in case you call me? Well, it's just one piece of the puzzle. The other thing, we have online legal forms you can get. Now, I showed this plan to a lady, and she said, I was on the first bullet point, and she goes, okay, I'll sign up. But the brochure, now you understand, 12 years ago, we had this black and white, nasty brochure that had no pictures of people, had no, like, really cool family with a shield over their head. And it was a nasty black and white brochure. That's all we had when I came on board. And that's all I needed. We didn't have a website. We didn't have big, nice events like this. We had to walk to the events in the snow, uphill, both ways. Okay. So, yeah, all right. Old-timers like me. Darn kids and their games. Okay. Unlimited consultation. She said, you can stop right there and sign me up. So I'm brand new and I don't know what I'm doing, so I go like this. Well, wait a minute. I got to show you all this. I got to show you all this. She goes, no, you don't. She goes, I'll sign up just on the consultation. And I go, well, wait a minute. I got to show you all this. I got to show you this. And I'm brand new. And she goes, no, you don't. She goes, let me just get you straight. I can call and talk to an attorney during business hours, and I can ask him about business questions, personal questions, financial questions. And I go, yeah. She goes, and I pay about a dollar a day. And I go, yeah. She goes, I'm in. Sign me up. And I go, well, wait a minute. And so she goes, honey, when they say yes, you shut up and take the order. And I go, yes, ma'am. I don't even know how I'm filling it out. I'm trying to fill out the paperwork. And I'm like going, I guess this is where your name goes. I mean, I'm just brand new. Don't even know what I'm doing. I'm reading it. Give her the pink copy. Here, you get the pink copy. I didn't even know what I was doing. But I made $100. It was like really cool. So so as I'm walking out, guess what I said to her? Don't forget, you can get all this other stuff. But that's how I was trained, and that's okay. So anyways, can we get around, can we understand that this is a good plan for a dollar a day? I agree. I like it. Identity theft. Holy cow. Are we going through identity theft? Look at all the different types of identity theft. Anyone else getting scared out there? Does anyone know anyone that's been a victim of identity theft? Was it a hassle for them? I mean, it's like either it's real simple and cleared up real quick by the bank or the credit union or the credit card company, or it's a nightmare. I don't wish it on anyone, man. Here's what we give. Credit monitoring with activity alerts, credit report with score and analysis, credit report consultation and consultation to help prevent identity theft. That's what a lot of plans have out there, okay? But the next section is even bigger. But I do want to say this. There's a company we partner with called Kroll, number one risk consulting company in the world, okay? Credit report consulting. Kroll is waiting for you and your members to call and ask about your credit report. It's like unlimited consultation with the attorneys here. Kroll will take your call and say, let me explain to you what that means. Here's how long it'll stay on your credit score. If you have no balance on that card, it will actually increase your credit score. They'll go through it with you. It's awesome. And they'll also give you some great tips. You can go to FTC.com and look up identity theft things. They'll give you tips on how to help prevent identity theft. That's just included in the membership. But in addition to that, if you're ever a victim, you get restoration services, which means that they'll actually help you clean it up and get it done. Okay? To me, that's the biggest part. Next bullet point says fraud alerts and safeguard for minors. If someone opens an account in my 6-year-old boy's name, bam, I'm going to get alerted. Right? And then, of course, combined with the legal plan, it gives you the best protection possible. I'll tell you one story, and that'll pretty much sum this one up. Ready? There's this guy who lives in Dexter, Michigan, just outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Small little town. He gets an email from us, says, all clear, no credit activity in the last 30 days. All clear, no credit activity in the last 30 days. All clear, every month. That's the whole idea of this credit monitoring going on, right? Then about halfway through the month, he gets an email, says, credit alert. This has been triggered by activity in your name, so you tell us if it was you or not. So he goes to our secure website, he types in his username and password, and up comes a change of address on his Sears card. He pulls out his wallet, looks at his Sears card, and he goes, that's a trip. What in the world is going on? He calls up Sears, and he goes, what's going on? I haven't used this card in 15 years. She goes, yeah, you changed your address yesterday. And he goes, no, I didn't. She goes, we're freezing everything right now. So she's clicking away, he's freaking out, she's freaking out. She comes back, she goes, okay, we found all these charges on you. I froze everything, issued you a new card, a new account number, goes out tomorrow. And I'm going to handle everything. Technically, after 60 days, we can charge you a $500 fee. We're going to waive that. Don't worry about it. And I'm all on it. And he goes, gosh, thank you so much. She goes, good thing for early detection, huh? And he's like, absolutely. And she goes, well, you're all set here, so go, you know, have a good day. And he goes, well, thank you so much. She goes, no problem. She goes, hey, good luck with everything else. And he goes, everything else? What do you mean? You just said you were going to do it. She goes, no, I mean everything else they did you everywhere else. And he goes, wait a minute. So who do I call next? And she goes, I don't know. I work at Sears. And he goes, wait a minute. Seriously. And she goes, sir, I don't know. Maybe call the cops? I mean, she don't know. And he hangs up the phone. Now, his boss is coming down the hallway saying, hey, you ready to go to that meeting? And his spouse called him up and said, hey, don't forget we got this thing after work. And he's going, wait a minute. Someone's got me. And I don't know how they're assaulting me. And I don't know how I'm getting abused. I don't even know what's going on. It's like fighting the invisible man. Bam, bam. I don't even know what's happening here. I'm getting beat up. So he calls us up and he goes, hey, I don't know what the heck is happening. I got your alert. I called Sears. Something's going on. So we put a licensed investigator on it. Check this out. The investigator found a bunch of stuff. Investigator says, Dave. This guy's name is Dave. Said, Dave, I can fax you over the 50 things you need to do and what you need to do. Sit on hold. Examples of affidavit letters and stuff like that. I'll fax it all over to you now. I'll rush you a kit. Or buckle in, though, because the average victim spends 175 hours. According to the Federal Trade Commission, another survey said $600, so buckle in. And he goes, I don't have time for all that. And the guy goes, or I could do it all for you, no extra charge. Dave goes, yeah, that. Dave signs a 180-day limited power of attorney, gives them the right to make the phone calls, to go down the rabbit hole, fill out the affidavits. Dave went and got the police report, did a couple other things, and the next they caught 9 attempts at credit, caught 9 different things, caught these thieves 9 different times, stopped them all. The last one was someone trying to buy a sound system in Las Vegas. So a crack dealer's out of business when he's out of crack. But an ID thief, he can sell you all day long. So he got sold from little old Dexter, Michigan, all the way out to Las Vegas. Make sense? So about a year later, he's talking to the investigator, Bob, and Dave says, Bob, we've been talking now. We've been dating now every month for a year. How much time have you put into this? And the investigator, Bob, says, I put in about 350 hours. Dave goes, well, I put in 6. Now, do you think Dave's employer is happy that he didn't put in 356? Imagine that. Can he call Social Security, Department of Motor Vehicles, banks, credit unions at night? Oh, he needs to do it while he's working? This is one of the fastest growing employee benefits out there. I'm telling you, we got a real product here. Nothing against all the other companies that I saw sat there and watched with my arms folded. But I'm telling you, this is a real service that someone can sign up for, and they don't even have to market our service. If you want to market our service, I believe you're in the best possible time ever. But if you don't, just become a member, get your family blessed, and become the leader in your household that you've been wanting to be in a lot of different areas. So our company's been around a long time. Kroll's been around a long time. Been around, you know, peace of mind for only $35.95 per month. Is that a good price? So I'm sorry that I said a dollar a day. I meant to say $1.19 a day. Okay? So my bad. I tried to bilk you out of 19 more pennies every day. But think about this. You've gone to a store, and you're going to buy a bottle of water. Has anyone ever seen anyone do this at the store? Ready? Imagine this. Go up to pay, and as you put it on the counter, suddenly you have to say, "Oh, just a minute, sir. Hi, baby. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm at 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting gas. But I'm really thirsty. So I know that we talked about not making any big purchase decisions without talking about each other. So, and I know we're on a budget. But I'm really thirsty. And I was hoping that I could buy a bottle of water. Yeah, it's $1.19. Because I'm thirsty. Yeah, there's a line of people behind me now, honey. Well, I don't want to make a big purchase without you. I can? Okay, thanks. Bye. She said I can get it here. Yeah. So let's get the price thing right out of the way, okay? When you go home and you say that you finally signed up to get your will done, your spouse is going to say, "It's about time." They're not going to say, "What? $1.19? Not that big of a deal. So it's priced right. So how'd you like to pay? Bank draft? Most people do a bank draft. Just do a bank draft. That's the best way to do it. Real simple. So my question to you is, who do you know? Who has children? Who has had their identity compromised? Who's self-employed? Who needs to prepare or update their will? I'll break it down to you even simpler. Who do you know with a Social Security number that's breathing? They probably need our service if they're an adult. They really probably do. So we're looking for people who can help us out. That's the membership side. I'm going to go through the opportunity really simple. Some of you are making more money than you want to, and it's not a big deal. Some of you want to make more money. Some of you are making enough money, but if you make more money, you'll be able to give it to the church or be able to fund a mission or be able to do whatever you want to do. That's great, man. You'll be able to help more people. I've watched when you give jerks, people who are really bad people, when you give more money, they're just jerks with money. When you give good money to good people, they're good people with money. It's really cool to watch what good people with money can do. So maybe you want it for your household. Maybe you want it for the community. But again, been around a long time. We've already talked about this. I mean, the company paid $650 million for us. You got to know we're good. Why do people do this? Because they want income, because they want time, or they want freedom. And they really want income freedom and time freedom. They want more time with their loved ones, and they want to not worry about that stuff. Look, I'm from the corporate office. I was in the field just like you guys. I sat there for 12 years as an associate. They just brought me in as the vice president of sales. This is my first job as an adult, my first W-2 I've ever had. I'm kind of freaking out, so bear with me. But I'm privy to some things you guys don't know, and I'll tell you this much. When the advertising on TV comes out, when the lead generation comes out, when the economy swings up a bit more, when this is a household name, game over, you win. If your friends and family don't know that you offer Legal Shield, then they'll buy it from someone else because everyone's going to buy it. It's going to be like car insurance and health insurance, and everyone's going to have it. So we are the biggest and baddest dog in town, and you can have a lean and mean profit machine in your household. So you pay $149 one time. That's fully tax deductible, and that gets your business going. This is not a job. It's an adventure. This is a business. All my miles is tax deductible. Every lunch I take is tax deductible when I talk about Legal Shield, right? Every cartridge I buy for my printer is tax deductible when I'm using it for the business too. Understand? So $149, that's fully tax deductible. But more importantly, it gives you a track to run on. You get your business in a box. A comprehensive training program, we have those twice a month here in the area. Support of your sponsor and your team and the people in this room want you to succeed. Online access to your office and backline support. We have 700 employees in Oklahoma working for you. Plus, we give you discounts on hotels, on many other things. Verizon, I think it's Sprint. We're actually looking at a lot of other different people to partner with us that will give our associates discounts after you market a membership. Someone says, "I have no time." Hey, no problem. We've got the system already put together for you. When's the next event? Tuesday night, Dave, in this area? And then Thursday nights in what city? So Thursday's in this room. You guys know where this is located? Okay. Thursday here. Where's Tuesday night?
Orem and Layton.
Okay? So, I mean, Logan. And Logan. So you got all these events going on all over the place, right? So you can bring them out to the presentation, or you can show them the flip chart, right, the booklet that I showed you earlier. We got recorded calls. They can watch a web presentation. We can give them a DVD. You can bring them out to a lunch or the events Thursday, Tuesday night, or you can go to someone's house. Come on now. It's not that tough. You call someone up and say, hey, man, I'm coming over to show you this. It made sense to me. I want to see if it makes sense to you. That's all you're saying. If it made sense to me, I want to see if it makes sense to you. And then show it to them. You don't use your own mouth, though. Show them something else that talks. Because when I show my family stuff, they usually go, oh, Tony, ADD boy, you're so cute. But we don't take you seriously. But when they watch a DVD, they look at me and they go, wow, you're into something good. It has credibility that I don't. Because my friends and family know me as me. But they know a DVD is credibility. So let the system do the work for you. There's three main ways we get paid. We get paid personal advance. You can get paid a commission of $34 or $252. Which one you want? Let's try that again. You can pay $34 or $252. Which one you want? Okay, cool. I'll show you how to get that. You can get an override of $34 or $182. Which one you want? I'll show you how to get that. And you can get a residual income of 1%, which is more than what you personally got at your job. Or 18%. Which one you want? 18%. But even if you get one, which not many people get, it's higher than what you're currently getting at your job. Don't forget that. Here's what you get. When you start off, you get $34 up front, and the other $34 they'll pay to you month after month after month. So they'll pay you about $2.75 or whatever every month. So technically, it shouldn't be $34. It should be, what, $68. But I'm just going to say $34. So you get $34 right up front, direct deposited into your checking account. So you're brand new. You're brand new. You're called a junior associate. Someone buys a $35.95 plan for $1.19 a day. Just focus with me right here, y'all. $34 is what you're going to get up front. They're going to pay you the other $34. Every time they pay their monthly premium $35.95, they're going to pay you that $34. But we don't know whether we should pay you that $34 right up front again or whether we should spread it out over 12 months. How do you make sure that you jump up quicker to the next spot of $103? And how do you make sure you get that other $34 right up front instead of spread out $2.75? This is how you do it. You want to fast start qualify, and it's this. You can either sell a membership, sell a membership, sell a membership, and one of them also says, ah, I got $149 and I want to come into business also. That's called 3-in-1. Three memberships, and one of them is a business associate too. I'm a business associate, but my mom, she's just a member. She doesn't have the business. She didn't pay the $149. She's just a member. My other way to do it, your other way, and you make $207. Or you make $345 if you just sell five memberships. And no one says, I want to come into business with you. This is different than every other time I've seen a presentation where they said, you got to get 30 people to come on board under you, in your team, for you to make $500. And I'm like, wow, this guy can make $345 brand new with five customers and no one on their team. That's pretty good. Now, more people will start coming on your team because when you make $345, if you're like me, you usually brag about it. Took my wife out to dinner. Really? Why? I made $345. How'd you do that? Come on out Tuesday night. You'll see. Kind of have fun with it. But that's the way to do it. You know, one of those two ways. And once you do one of those two ways, that's called fast start qualifying. What does that mean? That means that we will go ahead and pay you the other 34 right now. If you miss the 3-in-1 or the 5, then we'll pay you the other 34 spread out. They'll still get it. We'll just pay it to you as long as they keep paying their premium, okay? But get this. If you miss that, and you got a 30-day window to do it, right? 30 days after what, Dave? After they go to the training class? So when you go to the basic training class, you got 30 days from that minute. We don't start it today when you sign up because you might take you time, you know, a week or something to get out to the training class. We want you to be fully trained, fully on board, ready to go. You could always market between now and the training class, no problem. And I'd recommend you do, take your support team with you. But the bottom line is, for you to move up, if you miss that 30-day window and you don't market three memberships in one or market five, then it takes you how many memberships, Dave, to move up now? 25 memberships. Which one's better, 3 or 25? 3. 3 is better. So put your list of people together. As you're sitting here, if you're like me, when I was sitting here, I was like, I got to call my best man. I got to call my sister. I got to call my brother. I got to call my financial planner. I got to call my other cousin. I got to call my friend. I got to call this guy, right, from school. And I just sat there thinking about all the people. So for those of you who are guests, you might be sitting here thinking, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. But after you go ahead and market, you know, hit your fast start qualification of 3-in-1 or 5, bink, you're going to move up to associate. This is a 24% commission. You're getting $103 every time you market a membership. If you market one a week, that's $400 a month. $400 a month, right? $4,800 a year. If you're making $30,000, you just made almost $35,000. If you're making $100,000, $105,000 is even better. One a week can fund a college education. I'm not even up here yet. I'm just staying right here, man. When I came on board, the guy said, you make $100 every time you sell one of these. I was like, you can stop right now. And guess what he said? Wait a minute. I'm going to show you all this. I'm going to show you all this. I said, if you're saying that I can get $100 every time I sell one of these things, I'm in. So if I sell 100 of them, if it takes me 3 months, I get paid 10 grand. Or if it takes me 5 years, I get paid 10 grand. But my upfront cost is 150 bucks. And he goes, yeah. And I go, I'm in. That was it. All I needed to know. He didn't have to go any higher than that because, quite frankly, math started kicking in and I started getting dizzy. But repeat after me. Say, help three people. You help three people become an associate. Bink, you move up to senior associate. Now you're getting paid 138. Repeat after me. Say, help three people. You help three people become senior associates, right? Three different organizations. Bink, you'll be a manager. Now you're getting paid 172. One a week now is over $600. Over $600 now a month for one a week. You don't want to stop there, do you? So you had three organizations. 100 memberships have come through. You're a manager. Repeat after me. Say, help three people. You help three people get the manager. A total of 300 memberships are coming through. Bink, you're now locked in at director. Locked in at director. I went to one presentation. They said, well, you got to hit a BD point of X amount every month to keep your position. Dude, you're locked in. That's a 48% commission if you've ever been in sales. $207 upfront direct deposit because you showed someone a plan in about 10, 15, 20 minutes, and they said yes to $35.95, $1.19 a day. How many people here are manager, director, or executive director? Your manager, director, or executive director, raise your hand. Look around the room. It's probably the majority of the room. Thank you. Usually when I went to these presentations, everyone who raised their hand was right there. So what do you know about the people who raised their hand? They've made money. Because you can't move up without helping people, blessing people, and getting paid. Even if you don't want to get paid, we have to pay you. Because it's commission, and a computer pays you. Did you bring value? Yes, you get paid. Well, wait a minute. I'm overweight. The computer doesn't care. Well, wait a minute. I don't have an education. The computer doesn't care. Did you bring in five memberships? Yeah. Here's $345. You're in profit mode. Oh, you want to get paid overrides on a team? Real simple. Watch this. Your name's Jared? Jared, let's say that you're brand new. You bring me on board, okay? You're going to pay $34, right? After you sell two other memberships, I buy the membership, and I'm one of your business associates. You fast start qualified. Bank, you're now 103 associate. Now, I finally market my first membership. I get paid $34, and the other $34, I'll determine whether or not, right, I'm going to get that paid up front or not. I get paid that, and you weren't even there. You don't even know my friend in Ohio, and I got paid $34. Bank, you got paid $34. Are you mad at me? You weren't even there. You don't even know him. Sign up on my website, okay? I did it two times, you got paid $68. I did it three times, you got paid $100. You're welcome. Now, you move up to senior associate after a while, you bring someone else brand new in, they make one sale, they get paid $34. You're two levels away, Jared, you get $34 and $34.68. They do it two times, it's $130. Three times, $200. Who are you mad at? You mad at anybody? No? Okay. Now let's say you're a manager and you bring someone on brand new. They make $34. You get $34. They do it one time, you get $100. They do it three times, you get $300. You might not have even been there. Maybe you're smart and you actually helped them because you knew you were going to make $100 every time they marketed a membership. If you're a director, you get paid $34 plus $34. If you're an executive director, you have three directors, the right amount of memberships coming through correctly, you're going to be getting 252 when you market a membership. Your brand new person gets 34, and you get 34, 34, 34, 34, and 44. And I'm so good at math that I know that that adds up to 182. 182. That's how you get it. You're constantly looking for people who you can bless with a membership, and you want to ask people if they want to make extra money. That's it. Oh, yeah. We have to pay you a residual income. You might not want to get paid year after year, month after month, but the computer has to pay you that.
If you have good retention, which means people are keeping the memberships, you're going to be closer to 18%. If you have bad retention, you're going to be closer to 1%. Let's just say it's in the middle, like 8%. And 8% residual income coming in month after month after month after month, it's probably 8% higher than what you currently have going on. Because you're not contributing into this 401k. You're just bringing sales to the memberships, to the company. We give away part-time people trips. We're going to Maui. We give away car bonuses that start at $300 a month and go as high as $500 a month to part-time people. If you're full-time, we can get you that too. You got to market 5 memberships a month. We have monthly bonuses, exotic trips, special contests. We've paid over $1 billion in the last 10 years. Remember, that's with a B. If you have 900 million, you're 100 million short of 1 billion. 1 billion is a lot of money. We don't even realize how big a billion is. If you have 900 million, you're still 100 million short of a billion. And we paid that out in the last 10 years to associates like you in this room. Thousands of us making over $50,000 a year. Plenty of us making $100,000 to a million a year. Whether you want to make $300, whether you make $500 a month, whether you want to make $100 a month or a little bit here and there, there's a place for you. Just tell us what your game plan is. And we'll put together a real good track for you to run on. You need to become a member. Be blessed with this membership. You need to become an associate. Create more money for your household. You need to go to your first step training online, real simple online training. And then you come to the basic training that's in a classroom. And you follow the system. You'll be Fast Start qualified. That's the system in and of itself. Now, you've heard my story a little bit. We're going to bring up a few people to tell their story real quick. So there's a few people. You're going to come up and tell your story. I want you to come up as fast as you possibly can. And give them a round of applause as they come right up to the microphone.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 4 years ago, just with the intention to just make a little extra on the side. But my first full year, I had my full-time job paid me $24,000. This business paid me $68,000. Together, it was a little over $90,000. Second year, obviously, I quit my full-time job. We broke a six-figure income with this company alone, and I've just absolutely loved working from home.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster. My background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun after 22 years to go get a job. And so I did, and it was really fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information. I saw a great vehicle to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And I have to tell you that working at this business in about the first month, working about 1 to 2 hours a day, I made about $1,000. And that is way better than a part-time job.
My name is Lou Yeremia. 2.5 years ago when I saw this information, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I got excited. And, wake up in the morning. I was looking for a retirement plan. This is the best retirement plan there is. If you were to wake up in the morning and ask the question to yourself, what family can I help today and bless today? I mean, this is a no-brainer. One of my favorite motivator speaker, the late Jim Rohn, said, he said that profits are better than wages. Once you understand and understood that, your life's not going to be going to be changed. I love this business.
My name is Kate Burns, and about 2.5 years ago, I was introduced to the Legal Shield opportunity. At the time, I had a full-time job, and I was going to school full-time also, so I didn't have a whole lot of time really to invest into anything else. I did decide to get started, though. I was working the business for about an hour or two per day. Doing that, I made an extra $9,700 my first 3 months into the business. That really caught my attention, and I decided at that point to walk away from corporate America, which I did. And it's been about 2 years since I've been working from home, just calling my own shots. I just love the time freedom that we get with this company. I love Legal Shield.
Good morning. My name's Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. Did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. We started very part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week around our full-time job. Eventually, we were making more money, so we transitioned, went full-time with the company. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. A little over 7 years into it, paid us over $1 million. And doing the math in my old place of employment would have taken me 55 years to earn $1 million at a job I hated going to. So I love working this business from home.
It's awesome. Mark, what's your background?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement. You were a cop?
Yes, sir.
Okay, last time you marketed a membership, what level are you at? Are you?
Director.
You're the director? Okay, $200. So last time you marketed a membership, how long did it take, roughly?
10 minutes.
Let's say half an hour. How much did you make?
$207
in 30 minutes. Give him a hand. That's pretty good. Lucas, what's your background?
I used to clean outhouses for a living.
Used to clean outhouses for a living. Do you like this job better? So, last time you marketed a membership, how long did it take?
Let's say 30 minutes.
How much did you make, outhouse boy?
$207.
Give him a hand. Way to go. So maybe your background is cleaning outhouses. Maybe it's ADD with no money and a bunch of debt. Maybe it's you have a law degree. Maybe you're a stay-at-home dad or stay-at-home mom. Maybe you've worked with your hands. Maybe you've worked with your brain. But maybe you're saying, I want to help more people and I want to create residual income. So whether you're very, very part-time, very, very full-time, we got a spot for you. This company is about to go off the charts. Someone said to me one time, you'd be lucky if I come on board. I'm going to tear it up. We've made it 40 years without you. We're going on another 40 years. The question this time, for those of you who are here for the first time, are we really going another 40 years without you? Because we will. But I think we can go faster and stronger with you. It's up to you. So let us know how you feel, and we'll make sure that we'll get you a game plan and track to run on. Bottom line, when it's a household name, game over, you win. All your friends and family will know that you market Legal Shield, and they'll be coming to you. We're going to take a 15-minute break, and when we come back, people will be getting awards up on the stage. You'll be getting some great training up on the stage. So give yourself a round of applause. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Thank you very much. God bless.